Sukkah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Gimel. We have over here a Mishnah that's Geboit on the Mishnah later on in Perek Dalet. We're going to explain B'Ktzor over here, and we'll explain the concept more Barichus over there. When Sukkah falls out, one of the days of Sukkah is always going to fall out on Shabbos. Chazal had a chshash of letting the mitzvah of Lulav go forward on Shabbos, because there's a chshash that maybe it'll bring Techil Shabbos. Kefi Ashe Yisbayer. In Perek Dalet. That being said, the only days that Chazal were willing to be mevatel the mitzvah of Sukkah are only the other days, the other 6 days. The first day of Sukkot that all of Klal Yisrael takes, Bein Bamikdash, Bein outside the Mikdash, it's not a mitzvah Sheva Mikdash, but it's a mitzvah Klali. On that day, they weren't mevatel the mitzvah. The first day, Sukkot, Bisman is that we're not knowing that way, and we'll have to explain why. But Lamaisa, in the way the Mishnah is saying it, is that on the first day of Sukkot, which is Shabbos, there is a mitzvah of Sukkah. I'm sorry, there is a mitzvah of Lulav and Esrei. Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Chag, Shechal Yois B'Shabbos. Falls out on Shabbos. Kol Ha'omer Lichenes Lulavim LeBeis HaKnesses. It's only when the first day is on Shabbos. The other days were on Shabbos. You're not, even B'Migdash, you're not Mekayim the mitzvah. But over here, you're allowed to take the Lulav and Esrei, but there's a problem of carrying. So everybody would bring their Lulav and Esrei from before. They're bringing the Beis HaKnesses. The Beis HaKnesses over here, we're talking about Pashas to the Beis HaMikdosh. L'mochros mashkiminu boin, everybody comes. Kolachet v'echad makir shaloi. V'noitle, they made neat piles, and everybody recognized this. V'nei sh'omru chachomim, ein odem yoytzi de chavosib yom tevishu shalchag bulovi shalchaver. L'maisa, the Mishnah is saying it's problematic. Everybody's going to put down their lulav. Chances are, at least some people won't recognize their lulav. And Cholila, I'll take yours, you'll take mine. One of us is not going to be yotze the mitzvah. Hare, you're not yotze b'lulav shel chaver. Ushay moysachag, adam yotze de b'chevasi b'lulav shel chaver. Ushay moysachag, that's not an issue. Because you could be yotze with she'ula. But on the first day you have a problem. So what the Mishnah means to say over here is that this kpeda, that every single person should know, kolechad makir shalai, you have to be very careful, was only on the first day. Because the din of Lochem is on the first day. On the second day, Chazal were not goyzer to make that is a din Lochem. The din that Chazal were misakin that we take Bamedina, the other 6 days of Sukkot, as a Zeichel Amigdash, they were misakin with Lochem. And therefore, what the Mishnah means to say, Adam Yoytzi Dechavos Belovishol Chaveru, we're talking about Bishar Yemoysa Chag Bagvulin. We're not talking about Beis HaMikdash. This that the ratio the Mishnah said, everybody gets up and everybody knows about Beis Knesset, which one is their lulav, is talking about the other 6 days. You don't have that kpeda, because that din doesn't, that din alochem, you don't have. But let's say it would be B'Migdash. B'Migdash lochem, it's deraisa. And if it's deraisa, the alochem has to be lochem. So even on the other days, there would be a kpeda. So the Mishnah, it's mechal between the first day and the other 6 days is mechalik bagvulim, because it's talking to the mitzvahs. One is deraisa, one is derabonim. That's the way Tosfos explains this Mishnah. Ha'omnom, here's a bavusta machlokes Rishonim. The Ramban and other Rishonim hold that no. They hold that when we learn the din that an Esrig, a Lulav has to be Lochem, Ulokachtam Lochem b'yoyim ha'rishon. The din of Lokachtam Lochem b'yoyim ha'rishon is a din in the first day. The other days, even B'Migdosh, this that is a mitzvah, say deraisa, is not the mitzvah of Lokachtam Lochem. It's the mitzvah of Usmachtim Lufnei Hashem Elokechem Shivas Yomim. So there we have a good shayla. In that din, the Raisa Lachem doesn't have to be Lachem. The Torah doesn't say Lachem. So this would seem to indicate that we look at the two as separate mitzvahs. The Ramban and the other Rishonim would seem to be Moichiach, that we don't see the mitzvah of B'Migdash Shivas Yomim as an extension of Lokachtam Lachem B'Yom Rishon. There's a mitzvah of Lokachtam Lachem B'Yom Rishon. There's a mitzvah of Usmachtam Lefnei Hashem Lekechem Shivas Yom. The two don't necessarily have the same tenoyim. According to this Chiddush, the Mishnah is much more straightforward. The Beis Knesses that we're talking about over here was the Beis Knesses on the Har HaBayis. We're talking about Migdosh, and on the first day there's a Kpeidah, the Kolechet Makir Shaloi, and on the other days, it's not a problem. Even B'Migdash is not a problem. What should be pointed out over here is Avada, one could be Yotze with another person's Esrig if the other person would give it to him. This is the meaning of Klal Yisrael. and giving over an esrig with a matana manas la'achzir. He's giving over the esrig to somebody else. But we're talking about over here where thousands of people came. So it wasn't, I'm not giving it to everybody. Matana manas la'achzir is each person giving to the next person. Over there, how are you going to know who to return it to? One person takes the lulav, then he puts it down. Then who picks it up? Who's the owner? Matana manas la'achzir means Reuven gives it to Shimon. But even when he's immediately going to get it back. There is a discussion exactly how matona amanas la'achzir work. Does it work as a matona al tnai that he gives it back? That means the matona is a matona 100% giving, but it's b'tnai that the other guy, Shimon, the recipient, will give it back eventually. Well, not even eventually, right away. Or Reuven gave Shimon a limited matona. He gave him matona for now, but after his Yeretz Mitzvah, it goes automatically back to Reuven. Does Reuven have to be koined back from Shimon? Or does Reuven give it to Shimon, and right after Shimon's Yeretz Mitzvah, it goes automatically back to Reuven? That's a Bavus Techakira. The Ktzais has the Shal and Simar Reish Mamalef with Shitz Rishayim. Mishnah Yudalad. Because we mentioned the din of Lulav and Chazal Mavatl and Tilis Lulav B'Shabbos, there's a gzeira that a person might come to take it out to Rosh Hashanah. So because of that, the Mishnah adds over here a detail which is shaykh to that those circumstances. Rabbi Yosi Omer, Yom Tov Harishon Shel Chag Shechal Yais B'Shabbos. It comes out that the first day Yom Tov is on Shabbos v'shochach v'hoitzias lulav l'shus harabim, and he forgets and he's moitzi the lulav l'shus harabim. He forgot that he's a Rosh Hashanah, he forgot a Shabbos, he's eager to do the mitzvah, he's taking it, one of the other possibilities, he's not carrying it to shul, he's taking it to a chokom to teach him how to do the mitzvah, v'nishvi, he's carrying it. Not that he's being yoytze now, he's torud in the preparation, hanitzreches, in order to be mekayim the mitzvah. The halacha is, even though he was over, chas v'sholom, on a chil Shabbos deraisa, potur m'pnei sheitzir b'shus. Hoitzir b'shus of him doesn't mean b'shus. He's not allowed to. B'shus means he's doing something that Chazal would want him to do. He's doing a dvar mitzvah. This is what's called a torud b'dvar mitzvah. It's a discussion over here, and it's also a sugis extensively in Pesachim. About a torud b'dvar mitzvah, the halacha is, even though he acted improperly, but l'maisa, he's not considered a regular shoygeg. He's not, for his Pesachim, it's a tzorich mitzvah, therefore he's not chayav kamen chatas. We pass kind of like this din, but there's a few points to point out over here. One is one discussion that the Rishonim have, the Rav points it out based on the Gemara and Dafman Beis, is that Luchar, as soon as he's holding the Luvan Esri, he's ready Yotze the Mitzvah. What does it mean he's Torud in order to prepare how to do the Mitzvah? He's Yotze the Mitzvah right now. Before he walked out to Rosh Hashanah, he's Yotze the Mitzvah. So you have to say the Pashtus, and this is the way the Rav brings it, is that either he's carrying it upside down, or he's carrying it in a lulav bag, and an esrig box. And because of that, that's not the sort of holding onto a lulav. Not because of hilchos chatzitza. Let's say a person would have a bandage on his hand, and he holds a lulav, and there's a bandage. That's not a chson in his holding. But holding means to hold the lulav. Holding onto a lulav bag that has inside a lulav, onto a box that has inside an esrig, that's not called holding the lulav and esrig. That's not derech netila. Memela, he's not yoitza, but he is engaged in necessary prerequisite in order to be mekayim mitzvah. It's a tarav mitzvah mitzvah. But if he was yoitza the mitzvah already, then not. The poskim just point out, and this is what the Gemara brings over here, is that there's a famous discussion: mitzvahs tzriches kavana, mitzvahs ein tzriches kavana. If you hold mitzvahs tzriches kavana without kavana to be yoitza mitzvah, you're not yoitza. So you don't even have to say what we just said. You'll just say, he didn't have a mind to be Yotze Mitzvah. He took it to a chochem to show him how to hold it properly. He's taking it to shul. He didn't have a mind yet to be Yotze. So he's not Yotze. The whole Kimpton, everything we said, is only talking according to the Mandama Mitzvahs and Tzviches Kavod. One last point worth making is if the Kimpton is, according to the Mandama, like we said, Mitzvahs and Tzviches Kavod, he's carrying it in the Esrik box. So you're saying he's not Chayv on Shabbos because he's carrying the Esrik to shul. But the Esrig box doesn't have to go to shul. There's no mitzvah to carry an Esrig box. Let him be chayav a karmen chatos on the Esrig box. So on that we say that every time there's a hoitzah, the Mishnah in Shabbos says, you have to look at what the ikur of his carrying is. You're carrying a child, and chay noises atzmoid, the begodim that are on the child, you're not chayav a karmen chatos, because that's a toffel to the child. The Esrig box is certainly a toffel to the Esrik. So really, you're not on the box. And on the Esrik, he's a Torah B'dvah Mitzvah, and the Ritva speaks out this Cheshbon.